The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Brethren in Christ, when my wife, Huriye Eva, and myself named our second child, Maxime, many people were shocked by this strange and outlandish name. And when we moved to Los Angeles, we realized that it is a female name. And it is spelled with N, Maxine. And many people address my son, Miss Maxine. And if they call the home, they ask, is she home? This is an indication that Saint Maximus Maxime is not known in this country. In spite of the fact there is a growing interest in the writings of this great saint. This great Antiochian saint, according to the Syriac sources, there are over 71 new books and hundreds of websites dedicated to this remarkable and outstanding saint. And today, as we celebrate his feast day, we have two other important figures, one in the epistle and one in the gospel. The first one is Zacchaeus, and the story of the conversion of this great sinner into Christ. And then we read the admonition of Saint Paul to Timothy, who became the first bishop of Ephesus. These three personalities have more than one thing in common. Being small of stature, he was a short man, Zacchaeus could not see Christ in the account of the crowd. The second personality, Timothy, as a young man, was ordained as a bishop to tend the flock in Ephesus, and was set to face those who despise his age, his young age. And the third one is Maximus, being just a simple monk, had to face the huge empire, has to face Emperor Constans and the heresy which believes that Jesus Christ had one will and one energy. Let's start with the first personality. Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, and therefore a great sinner according to the standards of that time, climbed a sycamore tree, which is unusual for someone of his position, so that he may see Jesus. He could not see him unless he is raised up from the earth and climbed into the sycamore by which Christ was about to pass. In his conversion, Zacchaeus gave away his wealth and immediately replaced it with the riches of the heavenly kingdom. Christ said, "Today salvation has come to this house." This man should be greatly praised because his faith and his riches brought him to the threshold of the kingdom. From this we understand that wealth by itself is not a hindrance, but a help to attaining the glory of Christ. You know, when we go and bless your homes, we mention and we pray that Christ entered under the roof of Zacchaeus and to the salvation of all that were in his household. And this is very important, because Zacchaeus himself became a companion of Saint Peter and became Bishop of Caesarea in Palestine, and on April 20th we celebrate his memory. So he is one of the saints of the Orthodox Church. The second personality is Timothy. He became a bishop at a young age and was consecrated to tend the flock in Ephesus. And Saint Paul told him today, let no one despise your youth and your inexperience as having been elevated to the high office of the church. You see, it is befitting that for a bishop and for a priest to command and to speak with authority, and not always to teach in a very gentle way. But because from common prejudice, youth is quick to be despised, and therefore he told him, let no one despise your youth. The priests, especially the younger priests, ought not to be despised or contempt. Where the salvation of the other is concerned, the priest has to command and to speak with authority. As long as the priest is leading a godly life, he will not be despised for his youth, but even he should be more admired. And for fulfilling the advice of Saint Paul, Timothy was set hope on the living God, and he completed his life as a martyr in the year 97. He was stoned to death by the pagans because he opposed the festival held in honor of Artemis or Diana at that time. The third personality was Saint Maximus, who was the chief private secretary of the Emperor Heraclius and his grandson Constans. When the heresy of the one will became predominant in the royal court, out of hatred to this heresy, Saint Maximus left his position and became a monastic. When the emperor tried to constrain him to accept this teaching or to stop speaking or writing against it, neither of which the saint accepted, he cut his tongue. They cut off his tongue and his right hand, so he would not speak and he would not write. And he was sent to exile when he reposed in the year 662. As a guide of orthodoxy, he and his few disciples remained in the East. There were only just a tiny community that remained orthodox at that time. Against the political approach of the emperor to bring back all those who left the church, I mean the Copts, the Jacobites, and all the other non-Chalcedonians, Maximus insisted that the human nature of Christ is not destroyed by his divine nature, neither doth our divinization, our theosis, disappear before the face of God. In order to reunite the divided empire, the emperor compromised the faith and the teaching of the church. But this brave monk stood up to him, setting the believers an example in speech and conduct. His views now are becoming more appealing to the American audience than ever before. His conception to the man as being a microcosm and a mediator, thus his view of the role of humanity in the sanctification of the whole universe is very appreciative. Maximus preached that Christ's incarnation is the purpose of history because he restores the equilibrium destroyed by Adam's fall. The Venerable Maximus lived for 3 years in his final place of exile, enduring severe afflictions. He was confined to dungeon where he was brutally handled and deprived of the care of necessary of an old age. He was the light of the empire during his life and continued to shine upon all of us today. He remains a beacon for us and provides an example of virtue, long-suffering, and fiery zeal for the Lord. The three personalities, Zacchaeus, Timothy, and Maximus, were persecuted, but their legacy lives on. The three examples gave us an example how to rise above the earth, upon also mixing political endeavor to compromise the faith, or mixing politics with the religion, including all our foolish thinking and behavior. Brethren in Christ, no one can see Christ and believe in Him except by climbing up into a higher spiritual place by making foolish our mundane life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.